Are you tired of your content not getting the reach it deserves? Change that at Grow With Video Summit. From May 23rd through the 25th, join industry leaders like Gary Vee, Ollie Abdaal, Patrick Bet-David, Cody Sanchez, and more for strategies that will elevate your visibility and engagement. So go to summit.thinkmedia.com to secure your ticket. Just click the link in the description or go to summit.thinkmedia.com. So what are the three habits of content creators that grow during difficult times? Number one, they see possibilities when everybody else sees problems. You know, I really had this on my heart this morning because I was thinking about just the environment we're living in the world today. There's just a lot of problems. Looming recession, rising depression, and in the US, an election. It's got a lot of people stressed out. And increasing competition. You know, if you become a scientist analyzing the details of problems in the world, problems with your YouTube channel, problems with your life, problems with your spouse, those might be easy to find. Come on. Problems, you're going to find what you're looking for. But I've learned that content creators, business owners, and entrepreneurs that thrive and grow during tough times, they see possibilities when everybody else sees problems. Question for you. What do you see? What are you looking at? What do you see? What's your vision full of? And I think practically in 2024, one of my goals is to hang out with possibility people. Man, I want to hang out with people who see possibilities, not people who ignore problems. Did you know that really what entrepreneurs do is entrepreneurs solve problems for a profit? So why 99% of people get discouraged and get overwhelmed when they're surrounded by problems, entrepreneurs get excited because until there's a problem, you don't have an opportunity. A problem is an opportunity to start a YouTube channel. A problem is an opportunity to solve that problem. A problem is an opportunity to be a solution. A problem is an opportunity to give someone encouragement. Until there's a problem, there's no opportunity for innovation. If people have no needs, they have no problems, then they wouldn't buy anything. They wouldn't look for answers online because they'd just be cool. I'm good. But it's once I have problems. You know, one of the kinds of videos we create would be videos that solve problems. People are searching for answers to problems. So all I just want to encourage you with is, I don't know if you're feeling it, but I feel like there's rising fear, rising discouragement. People are overwhelmed. There's a lot going on right now. Who do I listen to? A habit of creators that grow during tough times is they see possibilities when everybody else is seeing problems. And within every problem or obstacle lays the seed of equal or greater opportunity or benefit. So inside of a problem is a seed to actually use that problem as a slingshot, use that problem as a chance to grow. So I just want to ask you, what do you see? Here's the second thing, the second habit that content creators that grow during tough times. And again, views are down on YouTube. For the majority of creators, they're getting less views. I just read a comment in our community yesterday, Think Podcast. And it was like, I used to be getting 1,000 views on every video. Now I'm getting 200. People are feeling like maybe my shorts views are up, but my long form views are down. There's so much paranoia and fear being propagated by clickbait gurus that are just kind of like pointing to problems and giving no solutions. Got to be careful of those people. It's one thing to identify the problem, but I hope that the people you're listening to, that the conclusion by the end of it is, man, I can adapt. I can pivot. I can use this to my advantage. Yeah, there's a problem, but that means that there's even more opportunity to find a solution. So there's just so much going on. The second habit is content creators that grow during tough times think positively when everybody else is drowning in negativity. They think positively. Are you guarding your mindset? What are you thinking about? What is preoccupying your thoughts? What is on your mind most of the day? Are you allowing fear to paralyze you? Negative thinking to put you into a downward spiral? Are you allowing negative thinking to cause you to procrastinate. I'm not going to hit record today. I'm not going to make a video today. I don't know. It's just all, is it even worth it? You just get in this downward cycle of negativity. Now, listen, I understand. There's two haters watching this right now that are like, oh, you're just, Sean, you're always like the positive guy. You're like, you're always, it's just empty optimism. You know, oh, just think positively. And that's kind of your brand or whatever. But here's my challenge to you is if you're going to be thinking anyways, you might as well be thinking positively. And if you're going to be thinking anyways, you might as well be thinking big and thinking about solutions. But here's what science says. A positive mindset can increase your lifespan up to 7 years. So, hey, it's your choice. Like if you just want to be like, no, I love my cynicism and my negativity. Hey, it's up to you. It's to shorten your life. 85% of people who have a positive mindset experience significantly less depression and anxiety. So you got to guard your mind. You know, you got to guard your psychology. You got to guard your mindset. And specifically right now, because I've been feeling it. I'm looking at what the YouTube algorithm's recommending. I'm looking at kind of the news, which is probably not really worth watching most of the time. I mean, stay informed, but the news literally monetizes your fear. So you just got to be thinking about like, what's the agenda here? What's happening behind this? Content creators that grow during tough times think positively when everybody else is thinking negatively. And science backs up that the power of positive thinking. And, you know, there's a great book. It's called Good to Great. In fact, our theme this year at Think Media is Good to Great. And in Jim Collins' book, Good to Great, he talks about great leaders face reality, but with unshakable optimism. So positive thinking isn't like, I'm just pretending like everything is great. I'm denying that the Titanic is sinking. But remember, there's a way we see, because we see possibilities in the midst of problems. So great leaders, they see the problem. They're aware of the obstacle. They're not in denial. But two, they think positively when the majority thinks negatively. This is one of the biggest opportunities to grow on YouTube right now over the coming months and the coming years. When it appears like you should give up, many will. But those who stay positive and keep taking action are going to gain territory. Why? Because they see a certain way. They got clear vision because they think a certain way. They're thinking positive, guarding their mindset. But number three is habits of content creators that grow during tough times. They act bravely when everyone else is frozen in fear. So, you know, I'm not a secret guy. I mean, I wrote the book YouTube Secrets, but like the secret. I'm not a law of attraction guy. Not into any of that kind of stuff. I'm a walk by faith type of a guy. But sometimes what can happen in that arena, you know, is like, oh, I'm thinking big. I'm thinking and growing rich. Napoleon Hill. I mean, that's. Yeah, I mean, you got to think. But again, if all you ever do is think and you never take action, if all you ever do is like stay positive, but you never take action, if all you ever do is dream big, I'm just super pumped. Are you actually pressing record and innovating and researching and leveling up your skills and reading those books and listening to those audiobooks and consuming that course and implementing that workbook and executing and learning and growing and taking action? Because if you're not taking action, nothing's going to happen. So there is it's going to start in our mind and it's going to start in our belief system. It's even going to start in our spirit. It's going to start in our soul because it's an inward out lifestyle. What's your inner game is going to affect your outer game. So we got to see possibilities when everybody else sees problems. We got to think positively when everybody else is drowning in negativity. But if you miss number three, then it's just not going to work, right? You're not going to actually grow during difficult times. You got to act bravely when everybody else is frozen in fear. The only way to beat fear is to take massive daily action. And I want to encourage you not to wait until you have all the answers. So let's talk about the 70% rule for making decisions. So this was popularized by Jeff Bezos. Love him or hate him. Let me know how you feel if you're on the YouTube live of this or, you know, but regardless, one thing we can acknowledge about Jeff is that he's built a decent company. I mean, he built a decent in terms, I know there's the ramifications of what Amazon has done, but out of all the people you could listen to business advice from, maybe you're on YouTube, you're getting your business advice from some 23-year-old who like had got lucky in crypto, and you think you should be like following that guy. Like, I mean, okay, you could pick your mentors, but I mean, Jeff, whatever. And maybe you don't want marriage advice from Jeff Bezos, but there's maybe a few business lessons. So he came up with the 70% rule. This is so essential in 2024. So Jeff Bezos' 70% rule for making business decisions came from one of his letters to the shareholders. And here's the basic premise. Why ideally you want to have access to all the information more often than not, waiting until you have all the information will hurt your company. So what he came up with was a rule that said, once I got 70% of information, we need to make a decision. And I see too many content creators and too many entrepreneurs waiting until they have all the information and missing every opportunity because it's too late. So in a 2024 environment, well, I just want to kind of wait until to see what the election results are. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's not till November. Like in 2024, like, I just want to wait until like I know, I just want to wait until I get more information about my niche. I just want to wait and research more. We teach people to research in Video Ranking Academy. And it's such a critical component, research before you record. But a lot of our students, we have to coach them and help their mindset, but you need to leave the research phase. You're not trying to research until you have 100% clarity and 100% confidence that this next video is going to be incredible. Dude, you get to 70%. All right, cool. Let's move to the next R. Like you get to 70%. All right, let's move on. Like the 70% rule is like, all right, we got enough information. And you might be going, but how can I know for sure this will work? You don't. Amazon has lost billions of dollars from testing things that didn't work. But they're like a $1 trillion company because why? They're taking action. They're solving problems. They're innovating, clearly thinking positively, but they're being brave when everyone else is frozen in fear. Because everyone is, let's just wait to see how this plays out. Let's just wait to see how the algorithm changes. Let's just wait to see. Content creators that grow during tough times are not in the wait and see. Now, don't get me wrong. Haste makes mistakes. Like just running out there without research, running out there without doing market research in your niche or considering how the platform is changing or having due diligence as a content creator, as an operator, as a founder, to do your research, to get feedback, to do focus groups or case studies, to talk to your community, to get in research back on your product, to look at, to do some test content, to see what's happening. The 70% rule doesn't just say, just make it up and just go guns blazing into the battle. No. It's like, you got to do your due diligence to get as much feedback as possible so you can make strategic decisions going forward. But I see too many people, again, they're waiting until they have all the information. And it reminds me of a quote from like Limity Snicket. I think that's who it was. It was like, if we wait until we're ready, we're going to be waiting the rest of our lives. This applies to you if you're starting. I'm waiting until I feel ready. You'll never feel ready. I'm waiting until I am ready. You will never be ready. I'm waiting until I have all the information. It's never going to happen. I'm waiting until I have the perfect camera. There is no perfect camera. I'm waiting. Like, hey, just get some strategy. Subscribe to the Think Media podcast. Turn on notifications so you don't miss the Coffee with Candle show that we stream live on the Think Media podcast YouTube channel. But once you got 70%, take action. What if it fails? You got to be willing to fail a couple of times because failures are the stepping stones until success. And, you know, these are the three tips of habits of content creators that grow during tough times. But my fourth bonus tip, and I know that we have people with different backgrounds and different beliefs, but really my fourth bonus tip is I believe that content creators that grow during tough times are going to stay close to God. And I actually want to encourage you, maybe you've never really sought God or really pursued God or really thought, you know, I really want to research this and really dive deep into faith or maybe at one time you were kind of pursuing God and you haven't been, You know, Psalms 34, 4 through 5 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. It says, those who look to him are radiant and their faces will never be ashamed. I actually really believe that especially during tough times, it's the times when we need the most courage. Just so you could take it from me, because I want to be transparent with you of my biggest secrets. Like my biggest secret isn't like, oh yeah, I work hard on my mindset and my psychology. And by the way, I do. I'm all for counselors and good books and science-backed principles. But the secret of my success is God, period. The secret of my success is following Jesus, being in the Bible and drawing strength from the Holy Spirit. Psalm 23, 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So even in 2024, and it's the year of chaos, and it really is. It's a year of uncertainty. It's a year of chaos. There's fears on the rise. There's never been more anxiety. There's never been more dissonance in people just feeling let down by politicians, feeling separation anxiety, feeling isolated. There's so much stuff helping in culture. It's never been more important, in my opinion, to stay close to God. You know, some people might say, oh, you know, your faith is just a crutch. You're right. Like, apart from God, I'm nothing. It's actually on Christ, this solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And we see a lot of people sinking right now and a lot of people drowning under the vitriol and the negativity and the heaviness and the fear and the evil. And there's something about being built on a rock. So for what it's worth, and I always want to, I'm not here to preach or anything. Like, we're here to help you grow our YouTube channel, and we respect people of all different backgrounds and beliefs, but I would be doing you a disservice if I did not tell you how I have grown through ups and downs, through marital struggles, through chronic health issues from both myself and my wife, how I've made it through good seasons in our business and bad seasons in our business, and how the trajectory of Think Media has been slow and steady. What's the secret? Stay close to God. That's just number four. And, you know, 2 Timothy 1:7, as we land the plane, says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of self-control. If you want to crush it in 2024, come on, you want power, love, self-control, self-discipline. Am I going to stay focused? You've had those days, I know I've had them, where you're like, man, I'm so overwhelmed. My emotions are so fried. I'm just hearing so much. I feel like I can't do anything. I just want to get a pint of Ben and Jerry's, crawl into bed, turn on The Bear season 2, and just kind of like chill out, man. Listen, there's like a time and place for everything. Like, that sounds amazing right now. Like, I haven't seen the final episode of Bear. Yes, chef. But ultimately, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and self-control. For the believer, that person that's not perfect, but they're seeking him who is perfect and drawing strength from God. Man, you stay close to God. Where's that supernatural power come from in your life? Where does that love come from when even if you're being betrayed or people are lying in your world or you're being backstabbed or you feel like stuff's happening in your family or you're seeing people not living up to their world? Man, how do you stay steady? How do you keep loving people? How do you love your enemies? How do you pray for those who persecute you? How do you bless those who curse you? It's a supernatural thing. It's not a natural thing. Like, oh, I'm that disciplined. I've just reached enlightenment. No. I haven't reached enlightenment. I've reached out to God as a broken man, and I need Jesus to take the wheel. Did you see that meme where it was like Jesus standing next to all the wheels he took? Anyways, niche reference. So I just want to encourage you. Three habits of content creators that grow during tough times, really four habits. One, they see possibilities when everybody else sees problems. Two, they think positively when everybody else is drowning in negativity. Three, they act bravely when everybody else is frozen in fear. And bonus tip number four, I believe that the engine behind all of that is stay close to God. And no matter what let me just encourage you. I just think a good pursuit in life would not be so focused on the here and now and the temporal, but would be to inspect these eternal questions. There's thoughts like, man, I'm just so caught up in the day to day. When was the last time I prayed for an hour? When was the last time I went to church? When was the last time I opened up my Bible? When was the last time I sought truth that's unshakable and solid in a world that's falling apart in confusion in disillusionment. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. If you enjoyed this podcast and are ready for some deep dive YouTube strategy, just go to thinkmasterclass.com to get access to my 1 hour on-demand YouTube strategy class. You'll be looking over my shoulder as I share my best tips, and you can watch it on demand right now at thinkmasterclass.com.